Moncrief on News Talk.
Painting work on the Poolbeg chimneys in Dublin begins this week, having been immortalised in print, on t-shirts and even on coffee mugs. Why are the towers so iconic and do they continue to divide opinion? Well, joining me now in studio is Emma Galise, architectural historian. Good afternoon, Emma.
Good afternoon.
So the Poolbeg chimney towers and Coldplay, same thing.
Exactly. Love them or hate them.
Love them or hate them. I'm in the love them camp, yeah. Okay? I look at them every day. I live in Clontarf, so I see them every single day. And when I go up to tidy, which I shouldn't do anymore because he's 17, my son's bedroom, I look directly at them. And I'm a huge fan. But before we get into this new paint job, can you tell me when they were built and why they were built?
The first one went, it was commissioned in 1965 because obviously increase in electricity demand, and that came up in December 1971. And then 7 years later, Chimney B was built. But there's been electricity generation on that site since the Pigeon House Generation Station in 1902, which was burning coal. And then this was taken over by the ESB, and then they wanted to move to oil and then gas.
Okay, so that's why the chimneys are there. And they weren't built at the same time. I didn't realise that.
I know a lot of people, until you see a photo of poor Chimney A standing alone for years on her own.
Yeah.
And also, when you tell people that Chimney B is a little bit shorter,
yeah,
then it makes you realise it's not perspective making one look shorter. It is actually a little bit shorter.
Isn't the way they say every day is a school day? Exactly, this is my school day. I did not know that. I presumed they were twins and not sisters.
They're non-identical twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they can't be. They're sisters. They weren't born at the same time. They're sisters, not twins. Okay, so the chimneys, what state are they in now?
Well, like you mentioned, this month and next month, the ESB are repainting them. And I spoke to Brian Rainey, who painted them in the 1970s, and he said, they're concrete, reinforced concrete chimneys. The kind of slip formations, so they're really ahead of its time with being built. And then, but inside, there's acid resistant bricks. So it's the bricks inside that need to be maintained as well.
Okay.
So the ESB in about 10 years ago put caps on the chimneys to stop water coming in and stabilizing. But like with any building, they need constant maintenance. So this is just a natural part of any structure, especially a tall structure, that you need to be putting money into constantly maintaining it structurally, and also to freshen it up and give it a facelift with a bit of paint.
Yeah. I mean, they are an iconic image of Dublin City, more so than, say, the spire or any of the bridges.
I know. Can you imagine Dublin without them?
I can't imagine Dublin without them. But there are people out there who say this is a waste of money. Painting them isn't the thing we should do.
Even if you just look at it in terms of safety, I think they look lovely, the kind of candy cane stripes, but actually it's for visibility in airplanes, the fact that they're painted red and white. And you know, they are being battered by sea winds, so they naturally get a bit rusty over time. But like you said, can you imagine Dublin without them? They're on every mug and tea towel and t-shirt and painting of the city.
So mentioned there, they're painted red and white, and that's for safety. I often wondered, as a true blue Dub, why they weren't light blue and navy like our Dublin footballers. So it's for safety.
Well, now it's the time to put in sufficient rain if you want to change.
I can. They might just give them a nice, have a couple of colour charts at home that they could do. From an architectural perspective, why are they so important?
Well, like I mentioned there, they're the story of the industrialization of the city and our transition from different methods of electricity. And now the Poolbeg Energy Hub, they'll be moving it to renewable energy and green hydrogen. And it's great now that there's we're getting more into our industrial history. Like last year, Donald Fallon released a fantastic book, The Lamplighters of the Phoenix Park. Mm. And it's not just the lamplight. It goes into where the electricity comes from. You know, all these private companies that knew the importance of generating this electricity to make the city safer at night and prolong activity. So and then even, like I said, even its construction at the time, it was designed by an in-house engineer in the ESB, Maurice O'Sullivan. Like it's such a genius design, because even now your research asked me why is one a little bit shorter than the other. I couldn't answer, but I'd love if an engineer like texting the show. I know that the height is for the pull and the draw of the smoke, but maybe, I don't know, the second one was also something to do with because of the height of the first one. So I'd love an engineer to come in. And
somebody out there knows the answer to that. I've been down in that, the area where the chimneys are. I was actually down there a few years ago, a couple of times filming. We did Ireland. Oh, wow. We did Ireland's Fittest Family. We did episodes down near there. And that whole area is a pigeon house.
Yeah. After the hotel there, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a very cool area of Dublin. And it's just kind of, it's left. So we can't let that happen to the chimneys. We should do something with that area as well.
Yeah, because it's bigger than you realise. It's 80 huge. Acres. You know, U2 did a video there, The Name of Love. James Joyce writes about the Pigeon House Hotel. And, you know, the Pigeon House and the chimneys are protected structures. Like it or love it. Yeah. And I think that some great things could be done down to the area. And it's very popular, people going on the South Wall.
The South Wall Walk. I've done that loads. And it's also within walking distance of Dublin city centre, which has been hammered home all the time. Less cars, walk, cycle. Yes. And there is an area that could do just that. It really could.
Exactly. And like I said, it's so close to the city. I live on the north side of Dublin, and I love like walking to Bull Island and looking across to them, and they're kind of speaking to each other each side of the bay. So it'd be great for people, like I said, make a day of it and just walk along
around.
Each wall. Yeah.
Here's a message from a listener, Cahill. He says they should be knocked. Stop wasting taxpayers' money only in Ireland, Cahill, in Rathmines. Well, you're Rathmines. You're not looking at them the way I look at them every day, Cahill. So I would disagree with Cahill. Another one, I'm a Dubliner originally from the north side, and I believe the chimneys should be demolished. They are a horrible blot on the landscape, and we would be better off putting restoration funds into the far more interesting Pigeon House, which I just mentioned there. And that comes in from Charles. I don't think we should choose one over the other, Charles. I think we can do both. So was there an argument for them ever to come down?
Oh yes, like because they were originally built to only have a lifespan of about 30 years. So I think
it seems strange to build something only for 30 years. That's like a caravan, it's a lifespan.
Well, all buildings, even George and Dublin, they weren't built to last forever. So it is just in the maintenance and the upkeep that people said, no, I'll keep them going. Like even the famous 1960s architect Sam Stevenson said, like, these Georgian buildings need to go, they weren't made to last forever. So it's all subjective.
Another text here. Apparently the chimney built later was wider and lower due to building safety regulations getting slightly stricter.
Thank you. I know. No, yeah,
you have made Emma's day. Well, you know, I was looking at Instagram recently, Emma, and I saw who's probably the most popular comedian on the planet right now, Joanne McNally, and she did a tour of her flat in London. And in the hallway is the most beautiful painting of the pool bag chimney. So look, they need to just stay there.
That's what I think when I think of Dublin.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Emma Gillies, architectural historian, thank you so much for all of that. Thanks, you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.